This is Rick Hajduk on Gem 99 and 100, and guess who I have on the line here? I have John Starr. He is the lead singer of Best Friend's Girl. They will be performing live tonight at Theater at North on North Main Avenue in Scranton. John, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing pretty good. I am so excited about you guys being in the area. Obviously, we are both fans of The Cars, and it was a band that I never got to see in person, so the thought of seeing you guys tonight, bringing all that back to life, is very exciting to me, as I'm sure that it's going to be very exciting for all of the other people who want to attend. Being a Cars fan, how did you get introduced to the group?
Well, I was a young kid. I played guitar. And one day, one of my buddies said to me, hey, let's go to the record store. The great album came out. We rode our bicycles to the record store. We went to the C section, found the Cars album. We went back to his house and he started playing it. Next thing you know, him and I are playing all the Cars songs. We're going to our friends' so-called parties. At that time, we were a young kid. We would skateboard to the parties with our guitars on our back and with an amplifier between us with a microphone stand. And we'd get there and we played a Cars song. Yeah, never stopped liking the Cars from day one.
Well, I love them too. And they had such a unique and different song when they came about. I mean, Sharky's our morning guy was mentioning that the other day. There was nothing else like them when they came about. I mean, they were in the rock genre and the rock radio stations played them. But what did you think of that new sound?
You know what it was? To me, it immediately just felt comfortable to me. You know, it felt like this is the way music should be. I just loved, you know, the first album came out. And I think all Cars fans and all rock lovers around the world will say that one of the best debut albums of any band ever. Cover to cover, every single song is a great song. You know, it was just amazing. Right off the bat, I fell in love with the Cars and all their music. And to this day, friends of mine remember the days, me playing the records over and over and over. And they come out and see the band and they can't believe that I'm actually still playing the Cars music. I guess I never fell out of love with Cars.
And we literally did flip that album and the second album over and over and over again and never got tired of it. Now,
you know, the Cars had that really distinct sound. I mean, when you heard a Cars song back then, you knew from the moment on, you know, the first couple of notes, it was a Cars song. And there are songs you could put on today and people will know, hey, that's the Cars. That has something to do with the Cars. They just had a sound. You know, Rick Ocasek was a genius writer. He wrote all the songs for the Cars. There was two lead singers in the band, which it doesn't really happen that often and it doesn't usually happen successfully. They were so different back then. They were breaking new ground. So people did think, hey, these are the pioneers of new wave, you know, but they were coming out of the punk era there and they definitely still were rock and roll. So it was a great mixture back then.
I thought Rick Ocasek was so cool. So what are some of your favorite Cars songs?
Well, it's very hard. I love them all. I'll be honest. You know, obviously like Bye Bye Love, still today rock. I love Strap Me In. I love Tonight She Come, you know, Moving in Stereo, obviously Just What I Needed, you know, all these songs. It's very hard to pick just one Cars song for a true car lover like myself.
And what did you think of their stage presence?
They were too cool for school back then. You know, I went to see the Cars as a little kid. They came out on stage. They sounded so amazing to me. I left there blown out of my shoes.
As I recall, they were from Boston. Where are you guys from?
Well, we're actually, this show in Scranton is actually local for the band. We have friends and family locally. We all live close to Scranton. We live in Honesdale. We live in Effort, Pennsylvania. We live in South Sterling, Blakesley. So this is this is something we could drive in our own cars to the show and get out there and play. So we're looking forward to it. I myself, I'm from Brooklyn, New York, transplanted about 30 years ago.
Well, that's awesome. But then this kind of is a homecoming concert for you guys.
This is a homecoming concert, close as we can get.
So how many members are in Best Friend's Girl?
We have 5 members in the band.
Okay. And how long have you been playing together?
This band has been together since 2017, playing the Cars music.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'm sure that everybody is looking forward to the show tonight. There are still tickets available at the door at the Theater at North in North Main Scranton. And I have had the delight of talking with John Starr. He is the lead singer of Best Friend's Girl, a Cars tribute band. And I'm so happy to have had the chance to talk to you today, John.
Oh, thank you so much. It was an honor.
Well, this has been Rick Hajduk on Gem 99 and 100. Looking forward to Best Friend's Girl.